Good morning or good afternoon to you. I'm Carol Connor, and welcome to the Carol Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. And I do encourage you, you can call, ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to say it again, 1-800-930-2819. Or you can IM Benny at psychiconair.com or newsskyradio.com. And those are IM messages to Benny, and he'll read them on air. And we take and open up the phone lines after the first break. And the first thing I wanted to talk about was some up-and-coming events. We're starting the new three-month mentorship program. We're starting this on July 6th, and that's Tuesday from 7:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And this is where you could attend either via in-person or by phone. And this is a three-month series of commitment where we meet every once a month, and you have something to work on throughout the month. And we have access to each other as far as email, so you'll get homework, you'll get stuff to work on, and it's very life-changing. If you're ready to make that commitment, if you're ready to make changes in your life, and you're really ready to get through those blocks that have been blocking you all your life, that's a great program to start with. We also have the remote readings that are very popular now, and that's where you sign up for the remote reading. You can submit questions if you want, or I'll just read your energy field. And this is where I tape it, and I give notes, and then I also write a report about what's going on with your energy field. A lot of times in a session, somebody could be asking me about a boyfriend or a job or something coming up with them, and what their energy field brings me as to why they're blocked, why that boyfriend or why money or why the job isn't coming to them. And so if we want the boyfriend or the money to come in, we first have to address and answer those blocks in the second chakra. What's the main theme that's happening in your life that's causing the blocks? And so a lot of that comes up with the remote reading. And because I'm doing it just with you and your energy field, it allows me to read your energy field, where a lot of times when people are asking questions, they'll start asking questions about people outside of them. And this is all about going within ourselves first. All the answers are within. We've heard that a long time ago. And now it's being able to really concentrate on you first. And then when your inside circumstances change, when you get connected to yourself, then your outside circumstances change. Your outside circumstances, your job, your career, your how you love, what's going on in your life, it's all a reflection of what's going on in the inside of you. And so we give messages to the universe with every thought, word, and deed, and all that comes within you. And so that's what I read, what the messages you're giving out to the universe. And you get a lot of information like that from that. A lot of people wonder why they keep on having the same scenarios happening over and over again, and then they realize that they are unconsciously giving messages of lack and scarcity or fear of success or something along those lines. So those are the remote readings, and you can look up that at the on the website, carrieoconnor.com. We also have the gatherings, which we meet every Friday, the first of the month, from 7 to 9 p.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time, again, either by phone or by in person. And everyone gets an MP3 of the session, and that's where you get up-to-date information for 2 hours as far as what my guides and my higher self are saying, as far as what's happened for the month, to better prepare you. When you have knowledge of what energy patterns is going on, then you could work with it in a much more proactive way to change your life. And we also have the mini light stream lives. Those are very popular, where everyone gets read, and the next one is August 13th, and that is a Friday night. So those are things that are happening, and you could check it out on the website. And the best thing to do, if it resonates with you, is to sign up for the free newsletter. I don't give your addresses out to anybody else, and so you get the upcoming events, and a lot of times I do free teleclasses that I just am guided by my guides to talk about a certain subject, and then I put it up on the web, and so those people that are on the email address gets that kind of information. Speaking of free teleclasses, there is one on the website, and it's about tiredness and the ascension process, and so you have access to that still. The number is all on the website. You can check that out. And here we're on this week of just before Independence Day, and a lot of people are preparing. This is where it's kind of like, I don't know if it's official summer, but I know my kids just graduated, one from high school, one from going from eighth grade, going into into high school, and so there's a real graduation endings. A lot of weddings are starting, and then we're preparing for summer and Independence Day. And so what does independence mean to you is what I was questioning myself as I was thinking about what to talk today. And independence is really something that starts, again, within ourselves. When we feel trapped by money, by situations outside of us, by our jobs, by our family ties, by our definitions, then we don't feel independent at all. The truest thing we could do is really being free within ourselves, free from our mental mind, free from our emotional mind. Then we really have independence, and we could feel our own intuition. We could feel our own guidance. But most people get trapped into the mental body and into the emotional body, and they go literally, when I read the energy patterns, it goes in circles. Whenever I talk and I share with somebody that I see these gerbil rides in somebody's energy field, we're literally putting our life force, our energy, into these patterns, and it looks like, to me, my symbol is a gerbil ride that means too much mental body, and it creates blocks. And so the best thing we could concentrate, again, as independence is coming up, is how free do you feel? Are you a slave to, again, your job, your career, your family ties, your kids? Do you feel free within yourself? Are you free to be spontaneous? If somebody calls up and say, hey, we're doing something for the weekend, can you make it? Or are you tied down by things and your things you have to do? Because that really weighs us down. It doesn't let us feel free. And then we get attached to those mental emotional bodies, and the mental emotional bodies really keep us behind that veil. And that veil separates us from our own higher guidance, our own intuition. And so really ask yourself this question this week: how free are you? And the only one that can change your life is yourself. We can't control or change anybody else, and that includes family members, kids, partners, anybody. The only one that we could work on is ourselves, and that's where it all begins, is within ourselves. And the more we free ourselves from just those things that we have to do, the busyness, we've really become a nation, but it's kind of like a world, that the more busy you are, the more it looks like on the outside of some sort of success. But when you look at the energy field, all it looks like is a bunch of staticky energy. That's what it all looks like energetically. And the more static you have, the more on the outside it can, again, could look busyness, but it's not flow. What we want to do is have flow. We want to have unstaticky energy. We want to really, like nature, go with the flow, be able to be in tune with ourselves, and really set ourselves up to be much more free, and to really review what is necessary, what's not necessary. Am I working extra hard to live in a nice place where I'm really not free at all and I can't even enjoy this nice place? Am I working extra hard so I could drive the special car? And again, I can't even drive the car because I'm working so much. So when you really start becoming what I call the observer, stepping back and not judging yourself, it's just like I always say, we do better when we know better. And so when you really start examining your life, look at yourself as the observer. Step back and watch your life as if you were watching a movie. No judgment on yourself. It's no reaction. It's just getting that knowledge and really seeing how you're directing your energy. Is it being proactive, or are you being reactive? Are you weighed down by things that keep you in that static merry-go-round gerbil ride, or are you feeling the freedom of being able to direct your life force as the master angel that we are? We are all told that we are the masters or angels having a human experience, but how many of us really feel that? Really feel that sense of empowerment and that connection to source and feel it deep, deep within us? A lot of people don't. And so that's where we could always start, Coach, by looking in within ourselves, start really looking at seeing what our outside circumstances, what we can pair off. I know ever since actually last year I went to Ecuador, and I've been on this whole cleansing cycle for the last it's almost like a year now, where I'm just getting rid of stuff. I just am feng shuiing, clearing out constantly, just really weighing out as far as, do I need this, down to my clothes, down to furniture, down to dwellings, down to relationships, just really looking at what's important, what's draining my life force, and what's giving life force. Because when we are draining, and even in toxic relationships, we're giving our precious life force to relationships that could have served its purpose, and they've done it. Sometimes people are a reason, season, lifetime, where people come into our life and they teach us their lesson, and we want to feel free enough to be able to say, okay, I've learned the lesson and now I'm done and complete with this. And then it opens us to be to make more relationships. And so when we act much more in flow with that, then we're truly free. Then our heart is free. And then when we're free, then it reflects on the outside of us, meaning that people will notice it. They'll notice a lightness within you, a brightness within you. And they'll want to know what you're doing, because most people, again, it's a real push on having what are you doing for success? And like being able to redefine what success is for you and really look back. Because one thing I know for sure, when I talk to the people that are crossed over, they never get into how much that they did during this life, all their busyness in their life. They talk more about their feelings and what experiences were they able to have in this life, feeling experiences, not work experiences, getting on that treadmill experiences. And so we want to take a look at that in our life and be able to really pare down and be able to see am I enjoying life, or am I just doing I call it the time to make the donut posture, where I'm just doing the job. And that job doesn't have to be a physical job. It's just like kind of like shuffling through life instead of feeling the experiences, stopping to smell the roses. And that's true freedom. And then you feel free wherever you go. And then you start looking at life totally different, start directing your life force different. And then you'll feel it within your heart, that freedom that feels so wonderful because it's a connection to that source, God, creator that feeds you from the inside out. We're going to our first break. We're opening up the phone lines. This is the Carrie O'Connor Show. We'll be right back after a few.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt is a much better source of calcium than milk is? One cup of yogurt contains 450 milligrams of calcium versus only 300 milligrams for the same amount of milk. Not only that, but the probiotic bacteria present in yogurt provides an ideal environment for calcium. Eat 3 servings of yogurt a day to help build and retain strong bones. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819, and the IM is psychiconair.com or newskyradio.com, and you can IM your message to Benny, and Benny, why don't we open this phone line?
All right, sounds good, and we've done that already. Let's go ahead and bring on Kathleen. She's called us in from Seattle. She feels a little closed in lately, and she wants a little bit of help with that, so Kathleen, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Kathleen?
Well, you know, I've been better, but I've been worse, so I guess I'm doing okay.
Okay.
I have a number of projects that I've been working on, legal projects concerning my house and other areas, and I'm just wondering, I feel like it's just going on and on and on with no resolution. Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel or what I'm supposed to be learning from all this? Any insight would be helpful.
Okay. The first place, even before you started talking, you brought me right down to your root chakra, which is all about home, family, house, or where we, you know, are growing up in our foundational energies. And you brought me right to your left side and then visualize a symbolic seesaw. And I saw the left side going down into the earth and the right side up in the air. And so when I read the right side, that means the happening right now side. And so you even want to visualize your root chakra grounded into the earth. Because when the right side, when I see the symbolic dangle in air, feet, that's like you feeling up in the air. So you really want to make sure that you put those, so that root chakra right down to the center of the earth to help ground you. And when it was interesting, because it brings me back to when you were 2.5, 3.5 years old. That's when a lot of times we have a lot of patterns. And I'm seeing you kind of huddling over in a corner. And there's a sense of like, I call it like, when I hear like great big feet coming out, it's like a sense of being afraid of, think of the house stuff and the legal stuff represents like a strong male energy. Even if you're dealing with females, it's like the, I see energetically like the government, the outside as this male energy. And so, and I'm watching what's scaring you is the 2.5 to 3 year old girl that feels like she's defenseless and that she doesn't, and that she's scared and she's in the corner. So I would encourage you, Kathleen, to get to know that aspect, cover the aspect. It's called soul retrieval and shamanism. Think about what was going on in your life at that time, especially emotionally, especially relationship to males and dads and in the father's lineage, because you're hovering in the corner and you're shaking. It's like I call it the posture of waiting for the shoe to drop. And so then I do see light at the end of the tunnel, especially when you're going from the second week of July till August, because then all of a sudden I saw this tunnel opening up and it looked like a great big light. So that can sound far away, but actually what is next week? Is July? July, right? Or this Thursday, July. So that's think of over the next 4 weeks is really significant for you, especially, again, there's 2 weeks into July into August where it looks like a breakthrough. And then I see you jumping through what I call the our worst nightmare fire. And so it's like a ring that looks like the ring of fire they have in the circus where people go through that fire, that circle where like lions and people run through. And that's my symbol of facing our worst nightmares, being able to walk through them, and they're never as bad as we think they are. And so especially the child part of us, because that child part of us holds us back. And so, again, take her in. I also saw a whole bunch of pink around you, so I'd encourage you to put pink energy around you to 3 to 4 feet around you. But work with pink quartz in particular. Work with a Bakfa remedy called Rescue Remedy. All of that's going to really help you get that root chakra settled in. And then that can block things. It's like your energy is like symbolically like a lobster getting its tail boiled. It's like when a lobster goes over a pot and it's all curled up. And so when we're curled up in that, it creates an extra static, and that static can block things. So really grounding your energy, getting outside, working with trees, literally putting your back against a tree and feeling your energy going down into the center of the earth would be very cooling, and it'll help you not feeling like you're going to get cooked. And again, a breakthrough coming in by the beginning of August, middle of July. Okay?
Harry.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a good day, Kathleen.
All right, Kathleen, thanks for calling in, and it leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. And Michelle now has called in from Gaylord, Michigan. She needs some help removing some blocks there, Carrie. Let's see if we can help her out. So, Michelle, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you. I've just discovered you, actually, within the last couple weeks or so, and I've been listening to your archives, and I just must say, I just really connect with you, and I'm just really excited to be able to call into you today. I'm concerned particularly with my lower chakras, possibly I'm thinking mostly my second, that I'm blocked in the worst.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you could help me with that.
Yeah. Okay. The first thing, and I have a little bit of trouble hearing you, but I got the gist of what you're saying. And you brought me right into your second chakra. I'm seeing you right in the standing, right in the center of your second chakra. You're 7 to 9 years old. Whenever I see somebody stand in the center, that means to me it's affecting both the right side and the left side of your body. And that 7 to 9 year old, I'm seeing you wanting to go up to like the symbolic microphone. Think of the microphone represents the ability for us to be heard and to be able to speak up and be able to feel free to speak, and I'm seeing you standing there with what I call the deer in the headlights kind of look, and so there's like a sense of being terrified, and then you're looking at the left side of the energy field, so that's even having mom's side of the family, and I'm seeing a maternal grandmother coming very strong with you, being very empathic, and empathic people, it's a form of intuition, but if we're not taught how to filter out other people's feelings, then it could get very, we could pick up other people's, it's like a psychic sponge, so it's hard for us to separate what's our stuff and what's other people's stuff. So think about this time right now, and it's not only the second chakra because it goes up to the fifth chakra too, because I'm seeing a microphone out of your fifth chakra too. So it's all about being able to feel, Michelle, you being able to be speak, feel like you could stand in your core, be able to be heard, and we all could talk, and especially when I get to the throat chakra, I start getting blocked up. And so making sure, actually one of the really good tools that I just saw with you would be stand around a fire, like a chimeria or a fireplace if you can. And if you don't have access to that, then even a candle would work, but an open fire is really good. And bring the energy of the fire into the lower chakras. Fire is an excellent way to burn up, like especially excessive water, because when I get into the second chakra, it's very watery to me, and it has it looks like a lot of mucusy water. So that means to me old emotions, and so being able to bring the fire in there, or even visualize like the violet flame, white violet flame in the lower, actually all the chakras, but those lower ones in particular, and having it spin, and especially spinning counterclockwise first. It's like opening up that left side of your energy field and being able to drain the past painful experiences that, especially from that 7 to 9 year old, because she didn't feel heard. And then I'm seeing this energetic, like a brace around your neck, and it looks like this metal hand, and whenever I see that, it's like a real strong message as far as to block what we all could talk at, Michelle. I call it the blah blah blahs, and we could all say how we're feeling, but it's like we skim the lake, or we just go in the superficially. We're afraid to talk about what we're really feeling, and all of us are taught that, don't, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And so this is a real time for you to not only find yourself, but I'm seeing pink baby booties. It's like a rebirthing of yourself, and especially March of 2010 is very significant through this period of now till November. It's like a real, again, rebirthing yourself, getting down to what I call the nitty-gritties, being able to ground into the earth, accepting the divine feminine energy, working with that 7 to 9 year old, allowing her to speak, and working, bring that fire in, is going to be able to help burn old emotional stuff off and be able to really help you really, again, speak and clear out that second chakra big time, because then all of a sudden I saw all these roses, and the roses had very pink and salmon colored. So that's a lot of forgiveness and old grief issues. And so you keep on the good work clearing. You're going to see numbers 1111, because I see 111s and 1111 around you. That's signs from your guides that you're having new beginnings with a sense of mastery. And again, it's a sense of soul retrieval going back to that 7 to 9 year old. And that's opening up, especially I just saw money issues coming in, as far as I just saw this ball getting released from your hip, and it looked like a pool ball, and it was the number 8 on it. And so whenever I see that, that's a symbol of bringing balance, or the number infinity 8. I would even encourage you to draw in a sideways 8 on your abdomen and reconnecting your hips with the infinity 8 symbol, and then bring it out to the emotional body, the 2 feet, the 4 feet, just drawing the infinity 8. You're reconnecting the right side and left side of your body, and it's really helping any rips and tears in your energy field. And that, again, will give you, it's like getting the static out, as far as what I was talking about earlier. Working with those tools will be very helpful for you, especially from now into November. And I'm also seeing, as far as amping up, if you do any kind of meditation or any kind of like setting in the morning, putting a bubble of light or whatever you do, is making sure you check in through the middle of the day, as far as it's like 2-minute meditation, or closing your eyes and just entering, or you're down to the center of the earth. earth and feeling yourself anchoring again, it just helps you through the rest of the day. It's like checking in, like to see what how your posture is holding. Do you feel like your that tailbone is curling up? It's one of my major symbols that a lot of people do. When I see that lobster symbol of a pot, lobster going over the pot, that's my major symbol of survival, going to survival issues, primordial survival of the fittest, that kind of energy, and it absolutely causes static in our energy field. So check in, especially midday, and that will be very helpful too. So again, bringing in the fire element, working with the pink is the pink booties energy, is like rebirthing, giving that 7 to 9 year old a voice, and also hear play. Make sure you play as far as doing stuff that you love to do. Whenever I hear that song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, it's just like being able to nurture the divine feminine, and especially the little girl, do a little girl things as far as what that means to you, whatever you like to do that makes you welcome in that divine feminine energy. That will be very helpful to remove the blocks too. Okay, Michelle?
Oh, thank you very much, Carrie. I appreciate it. Namaste.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a wonderful day, and we have to go to our next commercial. So we'll be back right after this short break here.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that there's a direct link between smoking and back pain? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, here to share some information about smoking. Tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including nicotine and carbon monoxide. These chemicals constrict arteries and interfere with blood circulation, which results in oxygen and other nutrients not being properly circulated. The nerves in the spine then become weak and brittle. The good news is that once you quit smoking, proper blood flow returns. Regular chiropractic adjustments ensure that blood flow and nutrients are properly flowing to your spine and organs. For tips on how to quit smoking and how chiropractic can help, visit our website at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
The search is over. The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, is your connection to tens of thousands of people waiting to hear your empowering message, waiting to choose your product or service. Dr. Pat's goal is to connect you with the people that want high-quality products and services created with love for humanity and the earth. Products and services like yours. Be the business that joins the buzz. The Dr. Pat Show buzz. The buzz of talk radio to thrive by. Connect with people that value conscious living and mindful thinking. Living life full out. Have your business be identified with this powerful and inspiring show. Join the buzz. Be the buzz. Let the Dr. Pat Show talk radio to thrive by. Be the conduit to those who would benefit most from your services. To sponsor the Dr. Pat Show, call Dr. Pat at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Let our success be your success.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com. 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show. We'll be with you to the top of the hour. The phone number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And we're taking your phone calls. And speaking of phone calls, Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
We'll do. We'll take Jean. She's calling in from Kirkland, Washington. And she's looking for more abundance, joy, and, of course, more cha-ching in her life. Some more money. That's always a good thing. I am as well. So, Jean, welcome to the Carol Connor Show.
Thanks. Hi, Benny. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Jane. How are you doing?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. How are you doing?
Well, I'm working my way to joy, and I think I'm getting better all the time. It's summertime, and I'm really ready to see what I can do next.
Okay, good, good. The first thing, when anybody's looking for, and also as far as abundance, bring in abundance as far as see abundance wherever you go. If you're, like, I have a porch and I go outside and I'm surrounded by trees, and then I look at every single tree on the woods that goes way back in the woods, I see it as, sometimes I visualize it as money coming toward me. Sometimes I visualize it as, like, people loving me as far as, like, a friend, family, that kind of deal. And so wherever I go, when I want to see abundance of money, joy, or happiness on the outside, I look at everything as abundant, and then I look at the leaves and see how abundant the world is. And so whatever we want to create on the outside all starts within, and seeing abundance before we see it on the outside is the trick of flipping it. It's like flipping the switch or flipping the channel out of lack and scarcity. We all come in with lack and scarcity. It's part of the whole thing of being behind the veil kind of deal. And so the biggest thing, if any opportunity, even if, like, I just dropped my son off at the beach, and so if I was sitting there at the beach with him, every single piece of sand would represent an abundant world we live in, an abundant universe. At night when the stars are out, just in being in awe and taking that feeling of how abundant the universe is, the earth is, nurture and nature is, and that there's an abundance of air, abundance of love, just that's all around us. The universe is abundant, and that is our, that is the state of the universe. And so the more we feel that from the inside, and again, open our heart with gratitude and just the sense of joy, like you were saying, and really feel it. Like, sometimes it's so humbling, it could bring me to my knees, literally, as far as the abundance that surrounds each and every single one of us. And so it really, when we start feeling that from the inside out, it really opens up the heart chakra. It really blows open the lower chakras that have the blocks to abundance, and puts us, it looks to me like symbolic contact lens that has us look in duality. And duality is part of that whole veil thing that we come on in with. So if you're feeling the joy, that's cool, because you're bridging yourself over to that. And again, seeing the abundance in everything is we're kind of wired to see the abundance, but we're in a fear way, abundance of lack, abundance of scarcity. All you have to do is pick up a paper or hear the news reporters talking about lack, scarcity. So being able to turn that off, turn that volume off of the underlining message that we all get as far as fear, separation, dog eat dog. It's like them against us kind of mentality, and just really take it within and see the abundance all around you. That will absolutely change your thing. I also see, Jean, on the right side of the family, I go up to great-grandfather. There was definitely, I call it, a generational pattern where a rug got pulled out. So somebody experienced, like, a lot of us are processing the depression for our grandparents or great-grandparents, the time during the literal depression. And so it's in our energetic generational history. We didn't have to physically experience it to have the patterns of it that's deeply seated in us, and especially I see on dad's side. And when I see a symbol of a rug getting pulled out under somebody's feet, and you never know when that rug's going to get pulled out, it's underneath, the root chakra has this real generational energetic imprint on it that the world's not a safe place. So whatever you could do to also make yourself feel safe and affirm for yourself that the world is a safe place, that you are safe, that you are immortal, eternal, a piece of God's source creator, and that there is,
That's all there is to it. So you are immortal. You are eternal. So safety isn't even an issue. So really have helping yourself with the, looking at the safety issues, feeling safe, feeling grounded, that would really be helpful for you as far as continuing your joy, abundance, as far as in life. And also when you bring me to your third chakra, I see it kind of smushed in on the right side. And it almost looks like whenever I see an accordion that's smushed in, and that's my sign of working on deep core issues with it. And so I'd make sure you put extra attention in that third chakra, and that's all about self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. Visualize the sun going in there as far as, like, taking the sun and going outside, putting your hand up and working with the sun and putting that energy into your third chakra and visualize it like a balloon getting inflated and really clearing out any blocks that are in that center, and then bringing that energy down to the center of the earth and feeling it going out of your legs and into the center of the earth. That will help you be grounded in the new patterns that you're working with and bringing in, and that will really help you. I also see a rainbow over your head that's 2 feet above your head, and that's really good. That's a symbol of the energies that are coming down right now that are really the rainbow energy. We're in this very big bridging period, and we're bridging, bringing in a new earth energy. And so that rainbow, especially when it's going through the emotional body of your head, it's like clearing out and old patterns, and really that bridging is like increasing communication between the right side and left side of your body. And so that's good, because a lot of times people's energy fields are literally split and our bodies aren't talking to each other. And so it's very hard for us to manifest in the 3D world when we're not our bodies aren't leaking energy here and there. So making sure that, again, whatever you could do to even walking, like when I walk to my mailbox, which is like, 500 feet away, I take time and I look and I pause and I see, again, the flowers that are there and I give thanks to it. I see the trees, I see the birds, I see just everything is abundant, and it just changes. It flips the station, and or like I see it as a almost like a TV station. And for we flip out of the 3D lack and scarcity and separation into that we already live in a place that is very abundant. And so there's many opportunities through the day for all of us to be able to flip the switch and get into seeing the abundance of the beauty in the world. Then we experience it on the inside, and then the outside experience starts matching what we're feeling. So again, you're already tapping into the joy. I also, you're pulling me right into the center of your heart chakra, and I feel like I want to stretch it. So make sure you see yourself in the center of your heart chakra, literally, and see yourself, feel yourself in the center of your heart, and imagine it getting bigger, and imagine you stretching and living inside of your heart chakra. See it going over your head, 3 feet underneath your heart, 3 feet, 3 feet on either side, and that you're standing in that energy of unconditional love. And that also opens up the energy to receiving and give joy, happiness, abundance, and really balancing giving and receiving. Alrighty?
This sounds great. Thanks so much. And
you're
welcome,
Jane.
I just purchased one of your healings for my whole family, so I'm looking forward to that too.
Very good. The remote healing. Very good. Very good. That's great to hear. You keep up the good work then, okay, Jane?
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye, Hen.
All right. Thanks very much for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And Carrie, I think we'll have time to start one more before the break. And let's bring on Margaret. She's calling in from Seattle. She actually had a question about her dog, Shadow, who's going through a health issue at the moment. Very sensitive animal as well. Let's see if we can help the both of them out. Margaret, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you for being there and taking my call, both of you. Yeah, Carrie, my family has a dog that has always been very sensitive, I feel, and to noise, to feelings, to our, you know, I believe he picks up on our family's feelings, and he's going through a health issue right now, and hopefully getting better, returning to a good state of health, and I was wondering, is there something I can do to help him through this, and to, or if, I don't know if you have any ideas.
Yep, okay. What I'm getting, he's bringing me to kidney meridians, and so I'd make sure that you would take his, on the internet, they show where there's, the meridians are different with animals than they are with people, but I know there's a lot of websites that show where you can touch and scratch on their abdomen and rub as far as the kidney meridians, because he's shown me old grief, and you're absolutely right. He's picking up on the family. And even not only the family, he's shown me the state. Whenever I see the earth, it's like he's so sensitive that he's picking up on the earth's processing right now. And the earth is doing a lot of processing right now. And as there is a lot of grief and a lot of things are getting separated and a lot of people can't see the light at the end of the tunnel or the rebirthing process that's happening. So there's a part of Shadows coming in as an old soul that he's like a bridger energy. So it's part of what he absolutely came in here to do, to help the earth anchor the energy. So really being able to recognize the kidney meridians, and he also brings me to the adrenal support too. So I'd really want to give him adrenal support, endocrine support, because he's shown me that too. He's also shown me that everyone in the family, especially you, needs vitamin D3. There's not enough vitamin D3 in the family, and that's more than just the bones. It goes right down to our endocrine system. So there's new lab levels with that, and they want our LUs, what it's called, from 70 to 110, a lot of the people in the family aren't next to a 70 to 110. Just look that up on the internet. I know Oprah even had people on it, and it's more than, again, our bones. It affects every single part of our body. And so he's showing me that. And so he's shown me that he's going through the process of getting into better health. Also, I just saw the water, and I just, and he's making me feel like there's something in the water, because I just saw that all the waters that are out that have extra electrolytes, and so he's showing me that that would be very helpful for him. Like, I know they have all different brands, but the extra electrolytes in the water would be helpful for him right now, in extra water and having a water. But he's also handing the water to everybody else, and so making sure everyone drinks anywhere from 3 to 4 liters of water every single day, and that doesn't count coffee and tea and juices and stuff like that. He's passing out water. Water's huge, and people are highly dehydrated. So he's on his way to recovery, and understand part of this and the bigger plan is that he came in here to help the earth process, and a lot of animals do that, and especially those ones that you could see as sensitive. Okay, Margaret?
Thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome, honey. You're welcome. You keep
up
the good work. And we're going to go to another break, and we'll be right back after these short messages.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Think about it. When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, that's what I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. On the front of the E-Cloth package, it claimed perfect cleaning with just water and chemical-free cleaning that's awesome on all hard surfaces. I was pretty skeptical, but gave it a try anyway. I started on my kitchen windows, then stovetop, then stovehood, granite counters, and finally the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well they cleaned. These results were accomplished without exposing my family to unknown negatives of household chemical cleaners. The cleaning power comes from fiber function, not a chemical reaction. It cleans better and is healthier, money-saving, and eco-friendly. No chemicals, no paper towels, and E-Cloths are reused for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's eCloth.com. E-Cloths are for real. See for yourself. I know you'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris.
About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show. I'm Kara Connor, and I'll be with you at the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we take some more calls?
All right, we'll do, and we're going to head off to Redmond, Washington. We have Diane calling in, and she's 72 and running strong. She's still working, which is greatly appreciated out here in the workforce. She would love to retire, though. We want to know if, or she actually wants to know if that's in the cards or the picture in the foreseen future. So, Diane, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Thank you so much.
So, Diane, still working, and you want to retire?
I can't hear you.
You're still working, and you're looking for retiring?
I'd really love to. I'm just I just work, eat, sleep, and I'm exhausted, and I'd love to retire. I don't know how I'm going to manage it.
Okay. You know what, Diane, what I'm looking at is when's the last time you talked to, like, a financial planner or that, and especially from August 2010, because I'm seeing you talking to somebody that could show you. First of all, you are going to retire. You're not going to be sitting there working for the next couple of years, and it's just sometimes we need to have somebody else look in the outside of our the finances to see how we can look at things differently. Because whenever I see a magnifying glass, that's my symbol of that we're looking at things too closely, and we need to step back and look at the whole big picture and be able to see how you could be able to. It's like I call it the time to make the donut posture. And so if we're sitting there and just you're working and you're draining your life force, you're at the time right now saying, is this worth my life force? And just really a lot of people that are in your age group are doing the same exact thing. They're saying, is this worth my life force? And can I get by? And how can I do this by what can I turn corners on? What can I And it's not having to live in lack and scarcity, but it's just like being able to have a different view with it. August in particular, I keep on seeing August of 2010, you being able to step back and look at things differently. I'm seeing a younger person coming in that has financial experiences. I'm seeing my brother-in-law, Tony, who happens to be a lawyer. But I'm not seeing that you have to go and pay a lawyer to look at this. It could be somebody that could be a friend of yours that comes in from work that knows financial stuff and is just able to give you a different view from stuff so for you to feel more comfortable in retiring. And that's what I see, that first of all, see yourself as retired and that you're stepping, that you're already putting work behind you, because first that's going to help lift the load instead of I'm watching you walk out of work every morning and your shoulders go down, and that's like a real sense of heavy load, and it just feels like it's just a heaviness. By energetically just putting it behind you, it lifts the load literally off your back and being able to help you during this bridging time as they're stepping out to, again, making your way to retirement. So look to see as far as meeting with somebody that could show you all the ins and outs. And, again, being able to I'm seeing, like, surprise money coming in as far as not, like, tons of it, but it's, like, things that you didn't expect or corners that you could get around, and being able to be able to retire and be able to live comfortably and not have to go into lack and scarcity, but also when you weigh out as far as whenever I hear life force versus working, it just it's really weighing out, is this worth my cellular tissue? And it, to me, the answer is always no. And so your first step, see yourself already retiring. Put work already behind you energetically. It literally helps you get there. Okay, Diane?
Yes, and thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And congratulations on retiring.
All right. Well, she's well on her way, I guess.
She's well on her way. She's calling the financial planner right now.
That's right. She's hanging up. I've got business to do. Time's
that's
a waste.
Right. That's a way to do it.
That's right. Time's a waste. And so thanks for calling in. And we have one more caller, that is. I'll get my words straight here. We have Patsy now calling in from Shoreline, Washington. Another work-related question. She's looking for she's actually at a crossroads right now with her work. She wants to know what direction to go in. So, Patsy, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, crossroads, Patsy, huh?
Yes. Oh, you can hear me. Okay, good. Thanks. Yes, I'm at a crossroads. I've been successful in my business up for about 15 years now, but I'm feeling tired of that and kind of want to shift direction. I'm not really sure which direction to go in or whether I should just, like, reinvent myself in that business. I'm not really sure.
Well, what you're already showing me is you're already putting the business on the left side of you. So just like what I said to Diane as far as putting her work behind her energetically, the way I see that behind us is our history. When somebody starts already pushing something toward their left side, that's where I read the past side. And so you're already doing it consciously or unconsciously. You're already putting it beside you, which is a great thing to do because that's where you're – when you energetically start doing that, you're making way for new beginnings, and that's why a lot of times people start feeling like this crossways road place or what should I do. And actually I'm seeing you as far as taking your experience from your business experience and bridging it over to it's like going out to, Patsy, taking those parts of what you love in your business and what gives you passion and what gives you joy and what you can imagine doing every single day, and then write it out. So get it down to the 3D is what I call it. So writing out what your passions are, what makes you feel great, and then all of a sudden you're going to be able to bridge it and be able to say, you know what, I could take this and make it over to that. And I heard something like as an business life coaching or something along those lines. And so it's like educating a lot of people this day and age want to start their own businesses and be able to start their own empires. Or many people are doing many careers than just one career in their life in this incarnation. So it's I'm seeing you being able to help people. It's like you're a bridger kind of person. So you're able to be like a business coach or something along those lines and helping the people do that. So this time right now, especially over the next 3 days into the next 3 weeks, pay attention to, again, what lights you up and what you've been thinking about, because you've already had to have been thinking about things to have your business to go to the left side of you. So pay attention to what's been going on the last 3 years of your life and what has been coming to your head of, I'd love to do that, or you heard about somebody doing something and all of a sudden you're like, wow, that sounds great. It's messages from your higher self, your guides or angels of saying, hey, you know what, not only do you love it for a reason, you have talent for it, and it's time for you to go in that direction. We're not here to stay in jobs just to stay in them for and they lose our passion. We're here to go and have another experience and to keep on bridging ourselves from one experience to another. But a lot of us get afraid and we stay in what I call that energetic doorway. So we're afraid to take that next step. So the first step you're doing is already placing it on that left side. So it literally gives room, because what you're saying to the universe is, I'm ready to make a new step, bring on people, bring on experiences. Then all of a sudden you synchronistically meet people. Just like I was saying, Diane, a guy coming into her life that was going to give her information that she could look at things totally different, that would make her feel comfortable and retiring. And when we're open up and have less of that static in our energy field, then we meet those people like that. So it's a redefining. I'm hearing a grandmother, and she sounds more like a guide than a grandmother. Like, just call her your fairy godmother here to say, get it down to business, meaning get a business plan, start writing things out. And again, start with, I've seen this piece of paper, big title that says my passions. And so we can make our passions into a business. Look at Walt Disney. Look at the Hamburger David guy. Look at myself. It's like we're absolutely being able to make our passions Oprah Winfrey. People that love and define their passions and keep on following their passions and then bridge it over into career, it's done all the time. It's like being able to get our head out of our head and our emotional bodies that says that we can't. Our heart knows that we can. So start listening more
sense.
To the heart. Yeah,
so it doesn't necessarily mean more schooling or anything like that.
No. A lot of times what it is that we've consciously or subconsciously have been following a path. I was a hairdresser, then I was a nurse, and all of that fine-tuned me to do what I'm doing today.
Uh-huh.
And I never had a huge desire to do hair when I was little. If anything, I'm dyslexic, and I didn't know how to braid and all this other stuff. But it helped me. I was painfully shy to get used to talking to people and talking to clients and get close to them as far as having to even touch them. So it made every single step of the direction that I took got me to where I was right now. My passion, it was like training. So a lot of times if we look back in our history, it's like it doesn't necessarily mean more training and more different school. It's like we've already been placing it, and that's exactly what I'm seeing you're doing. And especially
good.
When I see bridges
I
over people's
that.
Energy fields. That means you already have a bridger thing. Consciously or unconsciously, you've already been doing this. You've done it more than once in your life, and so you're at this place and to be able to do it again. So that's
thank you.
That's why I'm just saying it, getting down to physical.
Very wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate
You're welcome.
That. That's really helpful.
Okay. Very good.
You have a great day. I was going to say weekend, but we're in the beginning of the week. But you have a great week, and you're welcome very much. And follow that passion. That's for everybody. Following our passion is so important. And the website for information is KerryOConnor.com. That's KerryOConnor. And that's sign up for the free newsletter, sign up for the free classes, sign up to see what's going on as far as all the information. And, again, on it, you can sign up for the free newsletter, and then you will get the information as far as what we're doing, KerryOConnor.com. Also, it has on there, you could go to the website, and it has the phone numbers from all the other radio shows. I'm on several other different radio shows. I do Blog Talk Radio Thursday night. I do World Pooja show twice on Wednesday. I'm the first and third Wednesday of the month. And I do podcasts on Contact Talk Radio. So there's many other shows that you can call in and or write questions. And actually, I'm looking for questions for the podcast and I'm doing on Contact Talk Radio. So you got a question you don't get to answer today, email union1111@yahoo.com.